Welcome to episode 263 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Over the past few weeks, I've received a number of deliveries from various outdoor brands, covering everything from tents to clothing. Now, all of these are destined for the test review treatment, and of course, in each case, I need product shots to illustrate the write-ups. I'll naturally be taking pictures along the way, but it's important to get nice, clean images of the products before they're subjected to real-world use. So, in this week's show, the first of two relating to footwear, you join me as I work through the product photography process. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 263! It is just about 1:30 in the afternoon on a Friday as I record this. I'm indoors, I'm looking outside and it is blowing a gale. I don't know where this has come from. It's been pouring with rain. It isn't at the moment, but I am nice and dry, nice and comfortable. Now, the room that I'm in has a large perspex, corrugated perspex roof, like a conservatory type arrangement. That is going to give me amazing diffused lighting for these photographs. So what am I photographing? Well, I have two items of outdoor equipment on this occasion. They have to be photographed for two things. One, for the illustrations that go along with my test review write-up on the Active Photographer. And two, they will be used, one or two of them will be used on my website in the portfolio just to give examples of the sort of imagery that I can produce for clients. So I'll talk a bit about the actual items in a moment, but let me tell you first of all what my camera setup is and then we can get down to the specifics. So I should mention that it is just starting to rain again, so if I start to get a little bit shouty, we had torrential rain earlier, that is the reason. Even if you can't actually hear the rain, it could get quite noisy in here. So the camera setup is a Nikon D800. That is equipped with a Nikkor 24-85mm macro lens, which, as many regular listeners will know, is kind of a favourite of mine for this sort of photography, because it has that really nice close-up capability of the macro setting. Now, aside from that, I'm not just going to be hand-holding. Sometimes I change my mind along the way, but I am essentially starting off here with it mounted to a tripod, and that tripod is the Manfrotto B3 Carbon. It's a nice, compact, lightweight tripod. That isn't such a big deal on this occasion. I could use a really heavier tripod if I wanted, but this is just a really nice kind of run and gun, quick setup, quick photographs. I just want to keep things really simple. Now, where I am, the lighting, like I say, it's diffused. It works in the same way that if you use flash guns and you have modifiers in front of them, soft boxes, that sort of thing, it softens the light. It takes away the shadows, the heavy contrast. That is exactly what's happening here. I've got just stuff in front of me. I'll look at any object, hold it against my hand, for example, and there is no heavy shadow. It's just really nice, soft light. I have here what's known as a colour checker passport. It's just a fancy way of making sure that the colours are as I want. Basically, it's a little plastic kind of flip book device that you open up, and it's got a range of colours in there. It's got white to black and the spectrum from blue, green, purple, pink, orange, yellow, all that sort of thing. And all you do is you put that in front of the object that you're photographing. When you come to do your post-production, you get the colour sampler or dropper tool and you just click on, I use the neutral grey here because I know in this lighting what that looks like. So I will just, in Photoshop, click on that and it will correct the colour across the whole of the picture. Now, in my experience, this works 98, 99% perfectly each time. But, you know, you are still in control. You know what the lighting is or was like in a given situation, so you know how to adjust for that. And also the fact that you know what the product looks like, if, as in this case, you are photographing products. You don't have to use something fancy like this. You can use a grey card. If you're not sure what one of those are, this goes back to traditional photography. Just look it up. I'll maybe put a link in the show notes. A grey card, neutral grey, any item that you know what the colour is, in fact, you can use. I sometimes, if I didn't have the colour checker passport, I've used, I think, two or three different business cards of mine that I've had over the years. I leave them, in fact, in my camera case. I have the colour checker, but I also have a little sleeve there with a small grey card. I then have three of my business cards from over the years, because I know what they look like, and they have reference points. They have white on there, they have black. You know, I can use those to know exactly, does exactly the same job. The other item of kit that I have here, perhaps more important than any of this, is a cup of tea. So what I'll do, quick sip, and then we will get straight into it. Okay, so the outdoor kit I'm photographing on this occasion, footwear. I have two pairs of shoes here. I have one by a company called Anatom, and that's some sort of trail shoes, that sort of thing. And the other I have is a pair of kind of rugged sandal cum shoes by a company called Keen. I will put links to these in the show notes, so don't worry if you think, oh, yeah, I must find out about those. There will be links in there. So let's go for these Anatoms first of all. Open the box up. Okay. See, I get sent these things for review, and that's lovely, but I never, ever use any equipment that I am sent until I have taken pictures of them before they get all scuffed up or used or anything like that. So there are the odd occasions where I make an exception to that. So, for example, rucksacks. If I know that I need to use a bag and I'm going out and it's just going to be like in the car, on the back seat, and then sort of in a cafe, it's not going to get dirty or bashed about, I'll use it. But footwear, as you can appreciate, it gets used, it gets grubby and all the rest of it. So, and these are the S1 Sky Trail men's shoe, and really nice. They're black, black and sort of black and green is the colour scheme. Really smart. Do you know, I don't usually go for black shoes myself if I'm buying them, but, you know, really smart. I like them. So, the way I'm going to photograph these is against a light laminate flooring. Nothing special, just the floor beneath my feet. So the first thing I need to do for this is just to take a shot that shows what it is. It's a pair of shoes. Now, this wouldn't be a portfolio shot, because if I was, I'd do something a little bit more fancy, to be honest. But, you know, there are different ways to photograph this. I'm just going to make sure there's no sort of stray threads or anything. I can tweak stuff. You know, I can adjust stuff in Photoshop. Just if I don't know, say I took the picture and I didn't realise there was a hair on it or something. You know, I could change it later. But I'm just going to look at how I'm going to photograph these to begin with. Move them around. Got a nice Vibram sole. There we go. I think what I might do is put them, yeah, I'm going to lie them down. One is going to be facing left, one's going to be facing right. I'm going to stand up, just have a look straight down. Yeah, that's kind of good. I might use that. See, I've just noticed there's something just gone on there. So there we go. So this would just be the picture that is straight away just going to be sort of the opening shots, the thumbnail, if you will. So I'm just going to quickly go over the top of it. Here we go. So F11, I'm going to shoot at ISO 100, F11. Mount this to the tripod. Okay, oops. Now, this tripod, actually, for overhead shots like this, doesn't have the capability of having the camera sticking out at 90 degrees and pointing down like some of my other tripods do. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to shoot these from a slight angle, these shots. Just aware that the lighting levels are changing. Again, another reason to have a way of checking your colour, because every light source has its own what's called colour temperature. So, for example, a tungsten bulb like you'd find in a desktop lamp is a very warm orangey colour. On a summer's day in the shade, it's a cooler sunlight. You know, there are so many different ranges across the spectrum. So I'm just aware of not only of that, but the reason I was mentioning that was to say that there is a bit more shadow coming in now and then, just because the light is getting brighter. Sun's just come out, and now all of a sudden everything seems a little bit warmer. So I'm going to be shooting from above. There we go. So the camera is pointing down now, just setting out the legs again. There we go. One of the reasons I'm doing this and sharing this with you is, you know, there are a lot of photographers that will love to show you what they're doing and say, oh, you know, look at me in my big fancy studio with all my thousands of pounds worth of equipment. And that's great. And you know what? We professional photographers, we have the equipment, we have the means, we do all this. But even so, if there's a way of doing something and it works and the quality's there, a lot of the time the client doesn't care how you get to the result as long as you get it. So, you know, this is just something that I'm just very aware of. And I thought, do you know what? I'd just do it on the floor here. And then you could essentially replicate the shots yourself if you wanted to try them at home. So just looking at shadows and that sort of thing, that's absolutely fine. I'm shooting right down, making sure that the tripod legs are not showing in the frame, because that wouldn't be good. Just can see, being aware of the direction of the shadows. The sun is sort of out of my way, which is good. Didn't mean to take that picture. So let me just, I was just trying to frame up. There we go. This is pretty good. So I'm just going to lock the focus using the center focusing rectangle through the viewfinder. That's done. I'm going to switch the focus to manual so that if I do press the shutter release to activate the autofocus, it's not going to change. I'm going to now put the self timer on. I never remember exactly where. Here we go, timers. Just check that it's not something silly like a 15 second delay. We don't want that. There we go, self timer, 2 seconds, number of shots, 1 shot. There we are. So I did notice that was a little bit dark, that picture, that accidental picture before. So I'm going to go to the exposure compensation and lighten it up by, let's go 0.7 of an f-stop. So here we go, we can do a quick test shot. Couple of seconds delay, there it is. That's nice. I'm just gonna zoom into there. That's looking nice. That is not bad as a first effort. So it's giving me a 25th of a second. Okay, let's just try one more. I'm just gonna recompose this because it's just slightly off. Oops. There you go, it's nice that wind has died down a little bit outside. I'm actually going to go to F16, so that's now giving me a 15th of a second in these conditions. That's fine. Okay, here we go. Just step back away from the tripod. That's nice. There we go. Lovely. That's a nice initial overall shot. So what I'm going to do, whilst I've got this set up here, I'm just going to change them around, just kind of see if I can do something a little bit different. Move one of the shoes to be sort of up the right way. The other one is still on its side. Ah, that's nice. That's nice. I like that. So, funny, I've never really thought to try that before, but that's good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do lock the focus. It's giving me an eighth of a second f/16, so the light levels have changed. Like I say, it's not a completely controlled environment, but it's absolutely enough. So that's fine. Just look in there again. Yeah, that's nice. So what I'm going to do, now that I know that that shot's done, I'm going to get the colour checker, open it up, and all I'm going to do is just, you know, it doesn't even need to be in focus. I'm going to lay it on top of one of the shoes, because and nothing else has changed. Just going to leave that there. There we go. Step away. And that there has given me a really nice, accurate record of the colours and everything. That's fine. Okay, I'm just going to check. So I'm going to crop those in later. That's fine. Right, so that's the initial shot done. Now we can get on to the more interesting shots. So let's just check how we're doing on time here, because I don't want this to drag on too much for you. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring the tripod down. Now, if you were doing this obviously in a shoot, there would be the timings would potentially drag out longer because there are more people involved. You're having other considerations to think about, and you know, sort of tidying up the products, making sure they're as best examples as possible. No scuffs, no stray fibres, no, you know, whatever. But this is not one of those shoots. My priority now is to think about the details of this product. So thinking about branding, thinking about stitch work, colours, any notable features. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to really only going to need one of these shoes. So I'm just going to have a quick look. I mean, obviously they're brand new, so there's nothing really to kind of choose between them. I'm going to pick that one. So what I'll do is put this one back just up on the box. Now, you know, actually get down on the floor. I could have a table here, but you know what? If I'm honest, I have lots to do today and I just needed to get this done quickly, and I thought I'm not going to mess around with getting tables and set building and anything like that. So the tripod is now set lower. Got the legs splayed wide here. This tripod doesn't go absolutely down to ground level. I just want to check to see if this is going to give me the low enough angle. If it's not, I have a plan B. Let me see. So, yeah, I reckon just all I'm doing is just looking at the product. The laminate flooring gives me a really nice neutral background. So I reckon that's going to be fine. And I'll probably use maybe some other items just to help me along the way. And I'll explain in a moment. Okay. All right. So the problem is with this, of course, that there's only me doing this. And again, if I was in a commercial shoot arrangement, I'd have an assistant, perhaps. I'd have the people from the company there to assist. When I say assistant, it doesn't have to be a paid assistant or even a work experience assistant. But, you know, when it's just yourself, sometimes that's just the better way to work with a client, just you and them. But, you know, horses for courses. But I'm having to work around how I'm supporting these to do the pictures. So, sun's come out really bright again. Looking through the camera, I need to prop this up. So what I'm doing, I've got a Manfrotto, I always forget the name of this. I'll link to it in the show notes anyway. I think it's the Pixie tabletop tripod. And that's just off camera, just propping the thing up. Hopefully, there we go. I'm zooming in a bit. Don't know how close I can get. There's the first thing to do is to think about the branding on the tongue of the shoe. Anatom, it's right there. There is the quality within these shots that I will be able to crop in if I want to go a little bit closer. This is fine for this arrangement. I'm just going to leave it. I haven't even laced them up any different to how they came in the box. I'm going to leave it like that. I can see that there's a sticky label just at the back of the heel. I'm just going to take that out. Just one of those that tells you about how the shoe is made up. Let's just have a look down here. That's fine. That's looking good. So it's I'm shooting at F4 at the moment, and it's giving me a 50th of a second. Again at ISO 100. I'm going to leave the exposure compensation as it is because I have a feeling it's going to be much along the same lines, but this may come out a bit too light. We'll just see. So focus is locked. Step away. Yeah, that's nice. Let's just go in there. That's really nice. I've got the Anatom logo there, and the photograph sort of focus sort of in the middle of the sort of the N and A. And as I look, oops, I'm zooming in. That's lovely and sharp, and it just drops off a little bit from the edge of the O to the M. That's really nice. What I might do is actually just because I can, I'm just going to go to F. Let's see. Go to F6.3 as well. I like that sort of drop off. And I could get more arty with this, but now is not the time. There we go. Just going to do one more as it is. Yeah, that, see, that changes. That really sort of changes the dynamic. But that's nice. It's nice and sharp. That's all that I need. And that gives me the quality that actually I can zoom into the tongue section. That's perfect. Good. So that's the first shot. Now, how are we doing on time? Okay, so it's been about 20 minutes. So what we'll do is it may be that actually I just focus, just concentrate just on this one pair of shoes on this occasion, because I've done quite a bit of talking through the sort of logistical, technical bit, I suppose. So I'm just always aware that I don't want these to run on, because that's not the point. You should be able to get your information nice and quickly. So next thing to do is to look at the stitching. And all I'm going to do for that is put the shoe onto its side. I'm going to use that little mini tripod just to lean the shoe against. There we go. Let's have a look how that's looking. That's nice. Again, being aware that it doesn't itself doesn't appear in the pictures. So I'll have to come round this side. There we go. Let's see. Yeah, that's nice. Good. So just want to get this lovely, lovely stitching on here. And I'm just being aware of where I might crop. Okay. Set the autofocus. That's saying yes. So we'll step away, take the picture. Yep. See, that's nice. It's quite light, quite wide. Lovely and sharp. This lighting is absolutely perfect. Do you know, a lot of people think you need lots of flash guns. You know, I have flash guns. I have all the diffusers, all the rest of it. But look, if you can get away with keeping it simple, it's just it just does the job. Now, I appreciate if you want to create mood, you know, modifying the light. Yes, absolutely. But for this sort of thing, you know, go with what you need for the given task. That's lovely. Super. So whilst I've got this set up, I'm just going to move everything across a little bit. This has a Vibram sole. It's a technical sole. So I'm just going to photograph the badge on there. Here we go. Now using the bottom focusing frame. So it's still at 6.3. I might actually use the depth of field preview just to see what drops off. That's okay. So focusing right in the Vibram logo. Step away. No need to worry about... Yeah, see, that's come really bright because of the angle that I'm shooting with the flooring now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop that down to zero on the exposure compensation. The light's changing even now. I think we're due for some more rain here. Yeah, that's looking good. I'm just going to... Going to leave the aperture the same. Just going to drop it down more so now. Down minus 0.7 just to see if I can... bring the exposure down overall. That's better because I'm then getting the colour of the floor. It's much too bright. Okay, let's see. Yeah. Just do one more shot here. Oops. There we are. Okay. So that's fine. Vibram, good, lovely. They also have the Tri-Aria, I think that's how you say it, which is, I believe, is the sort of bit like a Gore-Tex-y kind of just sort of, lining membrane, that sort of thing. Oh, can you hear the rain? Here it comes. So just going to go onto that, check that, going to go back down to 6.3, step away. There we go. So that is a little bit dark in that scenario. So we'll just take it back up to zero. You know, I'm kind of maybe taking my time a bit more with these for your benefit. But, oh, that's lovely. But, you know, you could make this a lot quicker once you're set up. Because, of course, I'm just talking through everything. So just see how I might crop that. Yep, that's lovely. Okay, so other details on here. We've had the logo, the Vibram, the Tri-Aria, logo on the tongue, laces, kind of. I'm just going to go back to the original picture and see. The laces are pretty self-explanatory, the colour and so forth. Yeah, okay. There's a sort of like a pull at the back of the heel, just so if you want to help you get them on and off. What I'm going to do is just... have that straight towards the camera. It's just what I tend to do is before I get it in place, I just look through, see how it's where it's roughly going to be positioned. There are two ways to do it, or from a slight acute angle. Just aware that I don't want the like sizing label that's on the inside to be showing. That would be a distraction. There we go. So if I bring that in closer, there we go. Just try and prop that up. Oops. There we go. You know, even a lot of the biggest studios in the world, so photo studios, they will use all manner of tricks to support items. You know, they'll use everything from cigarette packets and blue tack to mugs of tea that just happen to be there, you know, and proper grip equipment, all this sort of thing. It doesn't really matter so long as the final picture looks right. No one else is going to see that. So here we go. Just going in a bit closer. That's nice. Just check the focus is going to be okay. There we are. Okay. 6.3. On the aperture, step away. That's quite dark. The focus is fine, but it's quite dark because it's essentially looking like it's a bit backlit. So we're going to go plus one on the exposure compensation. That's a lot better. We're just starting to get the balance there. That's nice. Where's that focus then? Focus is a little bit down, lower than I wanted. So I'm just going to change that. Okay, there we go. So much of this is all just about tweaking and finding the balance, oops, of what you want. That's better. That's looking nice. Whew. Okay, I think we're just going to be, I'll do one more shot on that. Oops. Okay, Okay, now let's have a look. The detailing on the underside of the tongue, it's kind of got a nice sort of like perforated, aerated look, that sort of thing. That could be quite nice. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot over the top, sort of over the top of the tongue, looking sort of down on it. That's fine. Very similar lighting where we are now. Oops, lock the focus. Now, see, light levels have changed. That's giving me an eighth of a second. Just going to position myself differently. It's giving me an eighth of a second now. Okay, that's fine. Eighth of a second, f6.3. Let's have a look. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, let's zoom in there. That's nice. Wow, the detail on that is lovely. That is potentially a portfolio shot. Doesn't really say a lot about the rest of the shoe, but it's just a lovely shot to show the textiles that are used in this shoe. Wow, I love that. Yes, I like that. Getting a little bit excited. I'm going to have a sip of my tea. Okay, it's so interesting, I think, putting on my sort of geeky hat here, how just the tiniest change in light can make an incredible difference. Anyway, last couple of shots. Vibram Sol. Okay, I mentioned this when we did the shots just a moment ago, but at the bottom, the underside of a Vibram Sol has this yellow sort of badge that's there. So what I'm going to do is, just so it gives me options, I'm going to go photograph the underside. Now this is going to be a bit more tricky, propping this shoe up. I want to kind of shoot sort of obliquely to this, so that's that's a bit better. Yeah, slight angle on the shot. Vibram. One thing I always find with these, you when you photograph the details, you look at it and you think, is that really sharp? I'm sure it is, but it's not quite looking really crisp. But then you have to remember, this is like molded plastic or rubber, or it's on material. It's not going to be absolutely razor sharp exactly. So I've also got the small Vibram badge just above. So that's kind of cool because it's taking in the side of the shoe. So 6.3. That's far too bright. So we take that down to zero again on the exposure compensation. Fifth of a second. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's looking nice. Yeah, see, because it is really, really soft writing. Now, through the viewfinder, I can see that's, you know, the shot is sharp. But I'm just going to bring it to f8. I can see it's sharp, absolutely, but it's just where that is just such a soft printing. There we go, try again, half a second. Yeah, that would be fine. I'm going to drop the exposure down again. Do you know what the hell, let's go minus one f-stop, and that's now giving us a fifth of a second, so you can really see how the lighting's changed. That's better. Yes, that does exactly what it needs to do. Perfect. Yeah, that's great. Just for the hell of it, I'm going to go and shoot at, just because of the angle that I'm shooting, I'm going to shoot at f16, which normally you'd think doesn't give that lovely drop-off, but I'm shooting at such an angle that there is a real drop-off with the rest of the shoe. So let's have a look. That's lovely, because that really then, what that does, it reassures me, and it looks visually, it shows that the thing is nice and sharp because you see the tread of the sole underneath. Yeah. So that you can see that's definitely, that the softness is absolutely within that. So, fine. That's good. So, Is there anything else? I think we're there. I'll do one more shot. In fact, you know what? What we'll do is do a couple of shots, let this run on just a fraction, because I want you to get the coverage of the shots, absolutely the shots that I would take. There are two things here. There's right around the toe area, there's another Anatom badge. I don't have to go into loads of detail with these, just enough to make sure that I've got myself covered. So drop that to F8 again, give me a third of a second. That's nice, lovely and sharp. Good. Do it at a slight angle again. Move this around. That's nice. Here we go. I'm going to make it F6.3 on this occasion. Step away. That's nice, just a really nice drop off. Lovely and sharp. And then the final picture, I think, I just want a detail of the tread that's on here. Get any bits of whatever from underneath. So let me just go back and look at the Vibram badge that was on the bottom there. Do you know what, actually? No, I don't need to, because you can see the tread within there. So that, I think, is absolutely it. Just going to go back into the pictures, have a quick look over them, starting from the first one. Where are we? Okay, so we did the overall shot, which is nothing special, just shows what it is. You can actually see there's like a detailing up the side. I don't think I really need to do any extra, because we had the Triaria badge there that I think takes it in. We'll just double check in a minute. So colour check, tongue, yeah, you can see the details on that. So stitching, just double check my focus, that's fine. Vibram badge on the side, Triaria on the side. Just going to see how I might crop that. That's lovely. Little pulley bit at the back, that's fine. Top of the tongue, the Vibram soul badge around the toe box area. Yeah, fine, there we go. So put that back up on the box. So there we go. I know you guys like to hear the process of pictures as they're being taken. Some of them are more staged, things like this. Some of them are out on location. I have had a whole range of stuff sent to me for review recently. Some of it arrived in the week before I went away for a week-long trip for a magazine. I didn't get to do any pictures of that. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be recording a whole bunch of these sort of pictures, because a lot of you want to recreate these sort of shots. You can try it with your own outdoor gear and things that you might have bought, just, you know, to practice your photography or whatever. So I figure if I give you as many examples of this, as many scenarios, the lighting might change even, you know, it gives you some reference. So as ever, if there is anything that I've spoken about that you'd like more information about, if there's something you didn't understand or something, do you know what? Even if you want to challenge me, if you want to say, well, why did you do it like this? Or what was your thinking when you did that? Then absolutely do chip in, because that's what it's all about. There are many ways to do this. Everyone has a different approach. This is just mine on this occasion. So, like I say, any questions, anything that I can help with, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there.
For more improvised studio technique, be sure to listen to next week's show, where I'll be taking care of another product. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.